Wow.
What was that?
Hold on.
Oh, no.
What happened?
What did happen?
You tell me.
Let's go back to the top.
No.
Hold on. Check, check. Okay, we're good now. You had these things blasted.
Oh, yeah. Always, brother. Oh.
Set a booby trap for you.
Oh, we're redoing it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, boy. Let me make sure. Welcome to Hammerdown! Number one sports betting show, come out with Pat McAfee, Incorporated, Third Dome. I am Tone Dick.
And baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day.
I don't know if my eardrum's going to fucking respond well.
That's tough.
Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
You know. Basketball.
We're getting to the end of a couple series here in the second round of the NBA and NHL playoffs. It's getting exciting. Mitt, yeah. How are we?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic, Tony. We have another great day of playoff basketball and hockey.
We do have another great day of...
It is another great day. You know what else is great about today?
What's that?
The WNBA season starts.
Yes, it does.
Liberty.
Thank you for letting people know, because there's definitely people who didn't know that.
You should be supporting the W if you're not already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cool thing to do now.
Yeah.
Guess what? I already know what I'm doing Thursday night.
What's that, brother?
I'm going to go see Caitlin Clark, and I'm going to be yelling, shoot it! Shoot it! Right there.
Are you, people on, are the, are you on the wood?
Yeah.
I'm like,
she needs
bro, to, like, needs two.
Ah.
It's sick. Yeah. It's nice. It's right by the Fever bench, too, so I can just yell at her.
You got
hey, Lane, you got to shoot it more.
You got season tickets?
Don't do that.
Me and Connor?
Yeah, can you not do that while you're there, though?
I mean, yeah, I'm definitely going to yell at Caitlin Clark.
But you might.
I mean, if you fucking,
how many cocktails you
fucking pines on a Thursday, man, I wouldn't put anything past you, brother.
Come on. No, I'm not going to get a tech card like Bruce, and I do have season tickets, so I cannot just do that every time, because I'll just
get kicked out. You went completely defeated at fucking Cambridge this weekend, huh?
Yeah, I did.
You missed his, also best part of all of it. He threw Knicks plus 22.5 on Sunday.
At halftime.
Yeah.
I went down with the ship.
Yeah, you did. Hey, and I respect that.
The hell
I respect
it.
That. Let's just do it tonight. I was going to invite Nikki Skates in. I did invite Nikki Skates in. I talked to him. And he said he can't find a way.
Oh, he probably just doesn't want to take it on the shins for taking the fucking Avalanche last night. I imagine.
Oh, did he?
Oh.
I liked him too.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that's a bad idea.
Sorry, boys.
Guess what? The stars are dying.
Sorry, boys.
I didn't know about old that guy.
The juice?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know about old buddy.
I mean, he's been.
Stars are pretty dialed right now.
Yeah. The only thing that I don't love, Stars Coovers would be a bit of a problem.
No,
I didn't like just what I,
not in not like like I think oh, I think we would
I,
beat them.
I understand what you're saying,
but just the
I understand what you're
you
saying.
Know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, this first game tonight, I know who you're on. You know who I'm on.
No, I do have two, like, I'm on them, but it's a different,
okay, you
probably think. So I did this on Sunday and it worked out. I got the Bruins plus 1.5 minus 150.
Okay.
And then the second game, same thing. I am going to place Coover's money line plus 170 because I don't believe in this goalie coming in for Stuskin.
Sure.
I think you're putting him in a terrible situation here. Slovis is on his fucking head. So I'm doing plus 170, but I'm also taking Coover's plus 1.5 minus 140 as well.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to take Panthers in 60.
Okay.
Did we have? I feel like we had a graphic wrong today, because I thought these odds were flipped for some reason.
No, what do you mean? Like on the graphic or right now?
No, I'm looking at the odds right now, but I certainly thought that the Panthers were dogs for some reason.
Yeah, I Panthers in 60 without Marshy.
I mean, if you like the Panthers, the minus 1.5 is plus 130.
Ooh, I know.
That's a good price.
I know.
Legitimately,
it's not bad, but I don't like laying 1.5.
No, it's the worst.
And I thought about taking the coils because of the cross check to the face. I thought it might fire the coils up a little bit. The Coovers have been just playing too damn good.
Minus 200 for the oil is absurd.
It is absurd.
It's crazy.
I think it might
legitimately is.
I'm gonna take the Canucks plus the 1.5 strictly because of the number.
But they've been overpriced all year. That's how it's been.
Just because of the number. What's up, dude?
What's up?
Oh no.
What's up, brother?
Fucking hockey.
We're in the we're talking hockey talk here.
How do we feel?
He's on the Bees.
Both dogs, yeah.
I'm on the Panthers. Oh, shit.
I mean, I feel good. I feel as good as I can. But like, no Marchand, dude. Like, look at these series. Who was the biggest guy last night for the Hurricanes? Who scored the fucking first goal? Jordan Staal, their captain. Who scored the Rangers' only goal? What's your fucking captain's name?
Trouba.
Yeah. Like, the captains are the biggest fucking guys.
This is bad.
Barkov scored the game winner.
Yeah. This is bad for me to say.
Yeah.
Jamie Benn's been playing unbelievable.
Jamie Benn's been unbelievable.
I couldn't believe Jordan Staal's still in the league.
Yeah, that was incredible. I agree.
Funniest part was I was like, Eric Staal is still the captain of the Hurricanes? No, his brother Jordan. Took over.
Jordan.
How old is Jordan?
So Jordan was winning cups. He was on the 09 cup winning team it went Sid, Gino, Jordan Staal, and Fleury down the middle. Those were the fucking days, okay?
He's only 35?
Get out of
town. That guy's
been
right.
In the league. Eric Stahl's 39.
Yeah, and old Marky Mark was the Rangers legend.
It's like Bruce Messier.
The Staal family has paid their dues in the NHL.
Oh, a million times.
Pay the least.
Yeah.
Staal's got some moose in Jordo.
He got drafted to the Pens in 06.
Damn, so yeah.
What a run.
Coming up on 20 years.
Dude,
Brett Burns is 39.
No, but having the C out there, is huge.
You need Kuznetsov, Kuznetsov with the fucking...
And it's not like Marshy, Jordan Staal has the C, but he's not the player he once was.
He's also not
the Marshy is still a very good hockey.
Yeah, Marshy's our best. He's our best. He's a top three player on our team.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Pass
the best, skill-wise, but I would say Marshy is all around. He's the guy you need.
I only say three because of fucking Swayman.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just one of those things, man. Like, you just gotta, if we win tonight, then there's...
I'm gonna say this, and I said it to Nick. Nick and I were talking about it, after game two? Actually, after the fights in game two. The Panthers they love playing physical hockey. The Bees are playing into the Panthers' hands.
Well, dude, that's the thing. Like, when we get physical, they call penalties on us.
Yeah.
Like, they legitimately
call the penalties. And they also won't drop the fucking mitts, Tony.
I like it.
Yeah,
I hate it.
We tried to drop
the mitts. Well, yes, as a hockey fan, I hate it, but it's smart.
It is smart, but, fact that the issue for me, and I've said this a million times, and I know fucking people are tired of hearing it, when Pasta steps up and fights Tkachuk, somebody on that Panthers team had to answer the bell against Big Rig. That's just how hockey works. You can't have the most skilled player on one team fight one of the tough guys on the other team and then not answer the bell. And I get that it's smart and I understand it, but as a hockey purist and a hockey fan, will someone drop the fucking mitts with Big Rig?
Well, game three, though. If it's not Big Rig, like game three, Coyle challenges Barkov off the opening ice or off the opening puck drop. They toss Coyle out of the center zone, and then it's Marchand challenging Barkov. It's like, yo, captain on captain, like, you can do that. Like, if you don't want to do Coyle because maybe it's like, hey, you know, we lose our captain, they lose Coyle. But like, when it's Marchy and Barkov, it's like, buddy, like, come on, like, just get throw us a bone here.
Yeah,
like, just fucking do something, buddy. But I mean, we'll see who steps up. I think Coyle will have a good game. McAvoy will play well again. Pasta's gonna have to score a hat trick.
Has to.
Just remember, only fucking PK Subban can complain about the refs, not us.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
Or are we media? Do we count? Or are we fans?
That's a good point.
I was pretzeled by that. I wasn't sure if I was allowed.
I wasn't really talking about the goal.
Yeah, I know.
No, I know.
Yeah.
About the
also, there is video review as well. You know, we know that things that weren't called a penalty on the
ice. I was talking about suspension. I was talking about a call on the ice. Yeah. But again, what's done is done. We're on to game five. I feel good about it. Again,
I do think the goal should have been waved off.
I mean, look, we're not going to do it.
It'll be here.
But on the other hand, I got no problem with
fucking playoff hockey. You just got to go out there and make some plays. In the words of Big Rig, we got to win a fucking hockey game.
Can we get Big Rig on the ice for longer than 8 minutes, or is he just not doing it?
We need goals, brother.
I know, but
we need fucking goals.
Put him in front. Park him in front of the net.
Yeah. I'm down for that. Put him on the second line. Fucking park him
in front of Bob.
I'm in for that. That's good with me.
Yes.
I feel like he did that on the Lightning at some point.
Absolutely, and the Blues.
He was back golden for the Bulls, and those were
the Blues before the when they beat the fucking Bruins.
Hey, well, hey, good luck tonight, brother.
All right, boys, hammer down.
Hammer down. Appreciate you guys. You got
Bruins.
I do like the Bees plus 1.5. Okay. That got me.
I just feel like, I don't know. They got jammed. They're a tough squad. They won the first game 6-1.
Yeah, they did.
But Swayman was on his head. Swayman's been on his head.
That was also like a 10-minute period. Because it was the first goal Panthers scored, actually.
Just losing that last game was so, like, they had that game. And as much as they didn't, they were ahead 2-0 and they were outshot by a shitload.
Second and third, they were definitely outplayed. But the scoreboard was still in their favor.
Yeah.
The Rags had no jam last night either.
Oh. No, I'd be, I think we're going 7, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I think,
that's going to be tight bum time.
That is going to be a squeaky bum there.
Yeah, I would have liked to see someone take a run at somebody last night.
That's where I'm at now. Like, I don't want on game 5. Like, let's fucking end this thing at home, boys. I don't want to go back to fucking Colorado.
Even though McKinnon's been buzzing, but not enough.
I mean, that was a masterclass last night of how you fucking play road playoff hockey.
Now, speaking of squeaky bums, let's go to the Garden.
Yeah,
how do we feel?
Do they have the legs? Do they have the guys available to be a favorite? I mean, it's basically a pickup.
But yeah, they should not be favored. Anytime that you have 4 starters and no real bench to speak of, like, so much has to go right. It's down to
1.5.
Hartenstein, if for example, if you come out early and Hartenstein's in foul trouble, the game
is he's banged up over. Too.
Yeah, he is now banged up with a shoulder, so we'll see how he fares. Jalen Brunson, though, has the opportunity to do basically the coolest thing
ever. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot.
Drop 50 on 1 foot and keep the Knicks season alive.
That's what you need to do in the Mecca, brother.
I have a bit of hope that Precious Achiuwa can, like, find a way to not grind the offense to a complete halt.
How many minutes do you see our boy Jericho Sims getting tonight?
Probably none, if I had to guess. I think it'll be Alec Burks and Deuce McBride off the bench, and that's it. We're rolling with 7.
What's
you kind of have to.
What's Deuce McBride's
over under 9.5, I believe.
Yeah, I feel like this is a Deuce McBride game at home. Role players play a little better at home.
Yeah, he's been, like, you know, basically a -20 absolute liability on both ends of the court in game 3 and 4. So a little bit out of him would be great. But yeah, I got to find a way to make Precious, you know, not. So basically what's going on.
Shake Milton going to do anything tonight?
No. But what's going on is that they're just leaving Precious Chua alone. And Siakam's basically playing Rover and clogging up the rest of the offense. But at the end of the day, it's not like the Pacers turned into the fucking bad boy Pistons. We were getting open shots, just missing basically all of them. And then defensively, we absolutely no-showed. Game 4, but game 3 showed that we can win a game without OG, but we're going to need a Jalen Brunson masterclass to do it.
Yes, you definitely will. I'm definitely taking the Pacers on the money line, just plus 110.
Yeah, I'm good.
I think that this is a good game for the Pacers matchup-wise. Obviously, the Knicks are completely hurt. They played them close in the Garden the last 2 times they played, so I think that they're just going to go in there. They're going to get it. I know we have boots on the ground saying that the team really wants it. The players really want to go get a win in MSG, Jesus, and then finish it out here. It would be sick.
Who's the boots?
Yeah, breaking.
Oh, you missed. You missed.
Breaking. They really want to win.
Huh?
The Pacers really want to win.
Yeah.
Let's hope, brother.
Boots on the ground.
That is an advantage because I know the Knicks don't.
Yes. Yeah, they don't know.
I mean,
what do you think about
I didn't hear I didn't hear a Knicks player say that they really needed to get this win and then close it out. So I don't know. I'm just going off what I hear, but that's just what I hear. And I also just think that Obi Toppin has been going off this whole series. It might be a New York thing. Him and TJ, when they check into the game, like, they should just have them fucking start. But when they check into the game, the bench just destroys the Knicks, and the Knicks have no fucking legs. So, yeah, Precious Achiuwa could maybe halt the offense against the 30th-ranked scoring defense in the entire NBA, but, like, and they could have, like, 100 points, but Pacers are probably going to have 120, 125. It's not going to be a game. Let's go. Let's move on. We're going to end it here. Sorry, Bruce. That's
it. Jeez. That was a personal attack.
Yeah, I feel like I might actually root for the Knicks now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Precious has been bad for the Knicks offense.
Yeah, that's what I just said. I said it doesn't matter if you hold if he stops them from just stalling against the 30th.
That was a personal.
This felt like this was like the back room was first take.
Yeah, I mean,
it was like Kellerman and Steven.
Well, no, I mean, I just completely do.
In 2021 and 2022, the Pacers had 10 less wins than the New York Knicks and were dead last in attendance. Everybody at Gainbridge Fieldhouse this past weekend is a front runner bandwagon fan.
Yes,
the hospital Bucks, the hospital Knicks, Celtics in five if you guys beat us tonight. Nobody, history will forget. 100% completely forget the 2024 Indiana Pacers. You are nothing to the history of basketball, but Jalen Brunson has the opportunity to make history.
Yes!
It's a good opportunity for him.
All right, I feel like this is a good moment for me to reveal why I picked the Pacers in game one and two, but I wouldn't. It was just to piss off Bruce. Okay. Only reason. But now
bench depth is a good reason.
But now it's been fully flipped. After what just happened there.
For me personally, the thought of the Pacers having a chance to clinch at home on Friday night, boots on the ground would be electric. That's just for me.
But who are you going to root for in the Eastern Conference Final?
Well, yeah, I'm a Celtics fan, brother.
Yeah.
Are you? You want to see the Celtics come here.
I'm not a Celtics fan, no.
I don't know. I saw go Pacers. I thought maybe you'd be Pacers.
Well, did you cheer for the Pacers all year when you went to their games?
No, I only went to Knicks games.
Actually, you went to Pacers games before.
But you're also a Colts fan. So.
Yeah.
Maybe if Zion.
You're a Colts fan.
You did. Remember those Colts games? Were doing the thing with the sound?
I took the Texans in that game.
So you weren't screaming for them?
You're a Colts fan and you know it.
I'm a gambling man and I do have a good view.
We're moving on to the MLB, okay? Can't keep doing this.
They aren't in the NFC.
That doesn't matter.
Oh, here we go.
I do kind of think that matters, but I like the Timberwolves tonight plus the four. I think it's too much. I think this series keeps going to the away team.
I got the Nuggets. I think this thing's cooked.
I'll stay away.
Yeah, I need the Nuggets series price bet. Need it.
What the fuck's Go Bird doing? Whatever.
MLB. Big, lots of games. Like 18 games. Oh,
guess so.
Yeah, let's just go. I'm going to start. I got the Nats in game one. It's a 4:40 start. Trevor Williams goes against our former Sweet Prince, Chris Flexen. I got the Nats first five money line there, -130. I'm going to take the O's first five money line with Bradish on the mound versus Bassett. The Tigers first five money line with Reese Olson on the mound against the Miami Marlins. I'm going to take the Brewers first five money line. I can't remember who they're playing.
Buccos? Jesus Christ. What the fuck's going on here today?
Listen, the Buccos had a big win against them yesterday. They had 13 hits.
Are you a Brewers fan?
No, I don't like the Brewers. Uh-oh. I'm a Buccos fan. But I just don't know if the Buccos are going to be able to string 13 hits again together.
All right. Quinn Priester.
He was a AAA guy to start the year, but he came up. He's one of those young arms the Buccos
just built another, on. Just another young stable of arms.
And then I'm going to go Astros first five money line with Ronel Blanco against the A's, who have fucked me quite a few times this year.
Oh, yeah. I got the Nats first five money line.
Game one or two?
Game one.
Okay.
I got the Orioles first five money line. I have the Red Sox first five money line, Pivetta.
Okay.
I'm taking the Yanks first five money line with Rodon against Paddock.
Okay.
I have the why is Jack Leiter's ERA? He hasn't been good, huh?
He got smashed in game one.
Sonny got roughed up last outing. I think he bounces back. I got the Cards first five money line. I got the Reds first five money line with Hunter Green.
Great year.
I got the Mariners first five money line with Logan Gilbert. Mm-hmm. And that is all.
Okay. Bruce, anything?
I'm with you guys on the Orioles.
Hell yeah, team ride.
I'm on them full game. And then I absolutely love the New York Yankees tonight. Pitching edge, absolutely raking. Time to hate Twins. Cute little run. But let's slow our roll.
Hey,
Twins have been fucking
Twins have been good.
They got that summer sausage. They're playing ball, dude.
Okay. Let's go to the W.
Let's go to the W.
Fever or +8?
Sign me up.
I'm taking it. Caitlin Clark over 21.5 points. Think it's too low. It's Mark bet. We got to see, though. We'll see.
Yeah. Hold Las on. Vegas Aces are laying.
Hold on.
Las Vegas Aces are laying 16.5, brother.
Yeah. I might take that. Who are they playing against?
So the Fever are +8 today against the Sun.
Yes.
But only +6.5 against the Lib on Thursday.
They're at home, brother.
At home.
Yeah.
Barnes going to be
tough. Barnes.
Yeah. The Liberty is also.
And Caitlin Clark.
Give me the Fever tonight. The Liberty on Thursday.
What are you saying about the Liberty?
They're a lot better than the fucking Phoenix Mercury.
Phoenix Suns.
It's the Phoenix Mercury.
Well, yeah, but they're
the Connecticut Suns.
It's the Connecticut Suns.
Connecticut Suns.
We get some fucking respect back there.
Come on.
Is that who are the Fever's playing, the Connecticut Suns, or is it the Phoenix?
Connecticut Suns.
Connecticut Suns.
So their logos look the exact same.
No, that is confusing. The Phoenix Sun, the Connecticut Suns.
Sure. Anything else, boy?
No, that was okay. Just
I'll lay it with the Liberty tonight. I think we start off
against the Mystics.
Yeah, I think we take the
Mystics. You're laying 10.5 on the road.
I am, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous game.
I mean, Sabrina rolling into town to D up Caitlin is sick. Like, actually shoot cool.
You know what I will take tonight? Caitlin Clark over 6.5 assists.
Nice. Wow. I think that's the angle.
That's the bet. Because
that's the fucking angle.
What I noticed from just when I watched their one preseason game here, Caitlin Clark, and I do have other people that can attest to this, Caitlin Clark does not have the green light to shoot it from the logo. And she does make filthy passes, though, like gets people wide the fuck open, dishes it. I do love that play.
Yep. Okay.
Bluter told us. Might be a better passer.
Bluter with the move of the century. Smart.
Hanging them up.
Yeah.
Good business.
Probably a good idea.
She's coming here, right?
Yeah. Yep. She's going to coach the Fever. I know there's a bunch of MLS tomorrow night, so we can do that tomorrow night.
Yeah, big slate tomorrow night, Wednesday night's MLS night.
Any other footy, though?
Is Tottenham, are we still zeros there?
Yeah, they stink.
Well, they're playing City.
I know, but still.
Is it still zeros?
I haven't gotten a score update.
Zeros.
Wow.
Oh, no.
A yellow for Betancourt.
I know, it's Spurs, a big game because...
Spurs are looking to play a role in the title challenge here. Tomorrow, I got Sevilla, Moneyline versus Cadiz. I got PSG, draw no bet versus Nice. Marseille, draw no bet versus Stade Reims. Newcastle, draw no bet versus Manchester United. Bilbao, draw no bet versus Celta Vigo. And Atletico Madrid, Moneyline versus Hetafe.
Okay. We'll have the Junkyard Dog on tomorrow, formerly known as...
No. We don't know. If we only know the Junkyard Dogs, brother.
Mr. Junkie himself.
Mr. Junkyard Dog.
To talk to PGA Championship.
It's been too long. I'm already sick of you, Rory Marks, making a big stink about this.
What are you talking
about?
He's
not going to win.
The guy wins when he breaks up.
You know what Rory should do?
That's just what he does.
As soon as that divorce is final, you fucking go get your money from Liv, Rory.
I saw a lot of that on the internet today.
Yep.
good. Hopefully, why that's happening.
Go ahead.
Good ball.
All right.
Yep. Good ball.
Good idea. Good business there. Listen, I'm not saying Rory's going to win, but you have to present the facts.
You're right. No, you're right.
It is fact.
2014.
The tea leaves are there.
Wins the PGA Championship of Valhalla.
Yeah, Bruce, you love tea leaves.
I do.
2024. I mean, what do you think? He just decided.
Junkyard Dog ain't going to be.
This divorce today.
I'll tell you what. Junkyard Dog ain't going to be wanting to hear it because he fucking hates Rory.
True. Or do you think he knew this divorce was coming last week and he won because of that? I tend to think he knew it was coming. Okay.
So does this count then because he already won his tournament?
His odds, I know. He won a lot of tournaments that year, though.
Are we at the point of.
700 is too low. I'm not taking him pre-flop. I can tell you that.
Rooting against Scotty.
No, I love Scotty.
Whoa, what are you talking about?
What's that about?
Sounds like you are.
You hate greatness? I'm just wondering.
You hate greatness?
You do hate greatness.
You must hate greatness.
I don't know. I'm TBD.
You'd be...
wonder who the big bomb
will be. Everyone's going to start to hate him eventually.
I don't think so.
Wonder who the big bomb will be.
He doesn't have a lot of hateable qualities.
They'll come out.
Call Junkyard Dogs now.
We'll find something.
I think he's live on the internet.
Really?
I thought I saw that.
Yeah. He has a sick intro video where a hammer down makes an appearance.
Really? And Pat makes an appearance too. Pretty smart.
Yeah. He's got him like dancing in his little studio.
Yeah.
Business.
No, we'll talk to him tomorrow. We'll do a breakdown tomorrow. Picks Wednesday.
Picks Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else?
Tony, I got something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tony, the little details add up until they represent significant differences. Let nothing slip through the cracks. Bill Belichick.
As you were saying, it felt like a Bill Belichick.
It's good. Good stuff.
It is good stuff.
Good to see you guys in the back getting along again.
Yeah. Was worried.
This is the first day
that you guys shake hands, maybe.
Shake hands.
Send us out here.
You guys shake hands? Nope, shake hands.
Shake hands.
Nope.
No, that's like you and Nick's thing, dude.
Nope, shake hands. No, it's just like a gentleman thing.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Good to see you, boys. Best of luck out there tonight.
Didn't feel genuine.
No.
Jalen Brunson, deliver us from evil.
One time. Good luck.
God bless.
That quote's from Jesus, I think. God, hammer.
Ah!